Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
How long is this going to take?
Okay, ma'am, it's a very brief survey, maybe six minutes.
Okay, go for it.
All right, ma'am. All right, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail, you can indicate that as well. Would that be...
I already voted.
So you already voted absentee ballot, right? Okay. All right,
yes.
But you can still do this survey, okay? And which of the political, and with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or, independent?
Republican,
okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your main racial background? Would that be African American or Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic,
okay,
White,
Hispanic. All right, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of this survey, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Okay, if you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be Richard Presnick.
Favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, well, Cindy Lerner.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, and Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, and Raquel Regalado?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and from whom did you vote on the primary election for Miami-Dade County? Would that be Shlomo Denzinger, Manny Cid, Carlos Garin, Alexandro Atola, Miguel Quintero, Eri Rojas, or Daniela Levin Cava?
Daniela Levin-Gauss.
Okay. And from whom did you vote on the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission? Would that be Richard Presnick, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Raquel Regalado.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Now, would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade Commission? If I have no magnet, much more or just somewhat more, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more, okay. All right, and within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes.
Okay, and the same, indeed, what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for
less
Cindy
likely.
Lerner? Would that be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right, and now we're almost done. Will be a short demographic question before we finish classification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
A moderate, okay. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with a 2-year associate's degree, college graduate within bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Right, ma'am. And what is your national ancestry?
Cuban,
okay. All right, and then in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Mostly Spanish.
Okay, mostly speaks Spanish, but speaks some English, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great day. Appreciate your help.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.